This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The porcine epidemic diarrhea virus has been ravaging hog farms since last spring. The virus seems to have evolved into something worse than originally thought. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, explained.
One of the frightening things or challenging things about the PED virus is the fact that we're not seeing the immunity building up in a herd once it's there, and once producers take steps to try to build that immunity, the antibodies into the sow herd, we're not seeing that hold. And so we're seeing herds that we're seeing recurrences of the disease hitting them once they think they're starting to recover. And that's very not only discouraging, but it has significant implications for what our market hog supply might be as we go into late summer and early fall. And I think another reason why we're seeing some strength come back into those deferred contracts right now.
And I imagine that it's really hard for the individual farms to recover from PEDV the first time it hits. I can't imagine what happens the second time.
A tremendous financial hit for these operations, with near 100% mortality for pigs under 5 years or 5 weeks of age. Really takes a lot to recover from. Then to get a hit again, we're going to lose some significant operations, both large and small, from this. We're going to be feeling the impact of the PED virus for a long time, and it's not just here, but it's in Canada, it's in China, and elsewhere. So this is having a big impact on the global meat supply.
And I think that is an important point. Large farms or small farms, PEDV wipes out 100% of your young piglets, and no matter how big or small you are, it is very, very difficult to recover from that.
And the retail customer at the grocery store really hasn't felt the full impact of that yet, and I think that's yet to come.
Something that'll definitely be interesting to see in the grocery stores.
Absolutely. If you like bacon, make sure you get your supply.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, warning everyone to watch out for a price spike on pork products as a result of the PED virus. It seems we're experiencing a winter that just won't let go. On the upside, the deep freezes and then thawing out we experienced over the winter has set soils up for less compaction than previous years, but the flip-flopping weather has also been making some farmers cautious of planting a little early. For much of the Corn Belt, the ideal planting season is between April 20th and May 10th. Wiffles Hybrid's product development manager, Bob Jackson, goes over some of the pros and cons farmers would see from planting earlier in that time frame.
My biggest benefit for planting early is finishing early. I think the biggest concern we have today is having stuff on the late end of the planting seasons. If we can get started earlier, that'll move up our finishing date. I'd like to have all my corn in the ground by that first week of May. I mean, sometimes we can have great conditions and it's okay to be planting in mid-May, but in general, I want that planting to be done that first week in May.
Growers won't necessarily see improved performance with these benefits of planting early because there are many other factors that affect yield performance. Jackson says there are risks of planting too early, including damaging frost after emergence and unfavorable conditions that cause poor stands.
The biggest risk is just having those conditions that are cold and damp. The seed treatments we currently use last 2 to 3 weeks, and if we extend that germination and early growing period in some cool, wet conditions that you can have with early planting, sometimes we can have reduced emergence. With that slow germination and emergence conditions, we also could be set up for heavy rain that can cause some crusting.
Jackson says the longer seed is in the ground, the more stressful it is for the plant. He says there are also challenges with replanting.
Sometimes you've got a partial stand out there and you're trying to figure out if it's better to leave that partial stand or do a replant later in the season. You know the whole field's not usually uniform in those conditions, so some spots may be good, other spots may have to be torn up and replanted. It just causes for more stress during that season. Then it just leads to things later in the growing season. If you got two different stages of crop growth that makes spring with insecticides and fungicides and herbicides at different times, and then it just leads to other issues when it comes time for harvest. Maybe that early planted corn's ready to go, but the replanted later part of those pockets isn't ready to go.
So the overall message, do what farmers are very much in the habit of doing. Watch the weather.
Look at the weather forecast for that next 5 days after planting. If it's going to get really cold and wet and stay that way for a week, maybe you're better off to wait till conditions look like you can have good growth. Some of my poorest conditions have always been that stuff that's planted right before the pounding rain. If you got some stuff like that, sometimes it's a hard decision, but maybe it's better to quit a half day early and get that corn so it actually gets a good start instead of getting a pounding, beating rain right after planting.
Again, that was Wyffels Hybrids Product Development Manager Bob Jackson. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Long-term care can often mean long-term debt, but when you add the long-term care benefit option to a new whole life policy from Country Financial, you can withdraw the policy's death benefit while you're living to help pay nursing home or other qualified care expenses. Ask me, Wayne Schaefer, about our long-term care policies that offer even more protection. To find out more about long-term care coverage, contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Your family's safety is important to you. By choosing Comfort Pro Propane from M&M Service for your home heat, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and economical fuel. Furthermore, the Comfort Pro staff at M&M Service is properly trained to make sure that your propane system is in proper working order. So don't take unnecessary risks. Contact M&M Service Company today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines, there are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
Farmer-owned Prairie Farms, a name that belongs on your shopping list. With fresh strawberries in your favorite market, Prairie Farms dairy products have become even more important. Prairie Farms half and half for cereal topped with red ripe strawberries. Prairie Farms whipped cream for shortcake. And for a delicious low-calorie treat to dip your strawberries in, delicious Prairie Farms yogurt. And to energize for outdoor activities, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
The school year is winding down for our FFA students, but they'll be keeping busy until the end of the year. I spoke with Nicole Miller from the Gillespie FFA chapter about a couple of events that they have coming up.
I am currently the greenhouse manager, so I want to kind of just put out the word that we will be having a vegetable sale this Saturday. It's tomatoes only from 8 to 10 in the greenhouse, which is in the back of the school. And then on April 26th, which will be another Saturday, we will actually be having our flower sale along with our vegetables from 8 to 12. So I just invite everyone to come out and support the greenhouse and everyone in the FFA.
Now, you said that you were the greenhouse manager. What does that involve?
It involves a lot of work. There's always constantly watering that has to be done and planting any new flats that we get in and making sure the seeds are coming up and just keeping everything organized so you know what you have in there.
And what made you want to be the greenhouse manager?
I love working with the plants and I've loved it since my freshman year, and I love the horticulture contest and anything that has to do with flowers and vegetables and just growing them in general.
After high school, do you plan on going into something horticulture related?
I do. It's more crop sciences that I'm going to go into, but I hope to end up working with the crops and seeds and that, so yeah.
Now you mentioned the vegetable sale and the flower sale. Where does the money from these events go to?
It'll go towards the FFA. We have just one general account, but it all goes to whatever we need, so it will go back to the greenhouse next year, and any expenses of going to national convention or state convention or any of the contests that we go to.
And these contests, how important are they to you guys? Have you been to contests before?
I've been to many contests. They're very important to me. It's just something that I seem to be good at and I fit into it. I just recently went to state record book judging, which was a big accomplishment for me for going with my junior year. And I placed second up there with my poultry production book, so I keep it on my chickens that I have at my house. And it's just such a great accomplishment to see how well you can do in any of those contests.
And I'm sure those skills will really come in handy in the future. Keeping records is a must.
Very much so. That's what all these contests are put towards, is things you can use in your job force or in everyday life. We have one that's called Job Interview, and it gets us ready for an interview with our future employers and all that. And I actually ended up going to state for that too this year. So I was pretty impressed with myself to go that far. And I was just so excited to be able to become better at my job interview. And so I can impress my employees with my interviews.
Miller also gave us a rundown of next year's officer team.
We have a great officer team coming up next year, and I'm just so excited to be able to work with these people and to see how next year's going to go since I'm only a junior. I was actually elected president, so I'm excited to lead this FFA chapter into great things next year. Marissa Hartke is our vice president next year, and I believe she will do a great job at it. Amber Manis is a sophomore, and she is going to be our secretary, and I'm so excited to work with her, too, because I am a secretary right now, and I know the hard work, and I know she'll do a great job doing that. Emily Harzi is going to be our treasurer, and again, I'm just excited to work with all these people. She's a great girl. Nick Jarman is our reporter, and he's one of our more active freshmen that we have in there. Trent Whitfield, another one of our very active freshmen, is going to be our sentinel. And Erica Mavis is going to be our chaplain. We have two historians this year, and they decided to go as co-historians, Desiree Manis and Alex Wells. And then we always elect for the greenhouse manager, which we put it out in front of everybody, so it's kind of fair. And I was elected to that. And we always have a land lap, which is where we keep a field, and Wade and Larry Schmidt are gracious enough to work it for us, and we pay for the seed and any fertilizer they have to do. And our manager this year is going to be Richard Roach, and it's just a great thing to see all these freshmen and everybody getting involved, and so excited to work with them next year.
That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.